What is up, fam? It is July 5th, and it is 2019. I'm here with Joe what's and on? Jarrett.
Yo, what's good?
All right. What do you guys want to talk about?
I bet. So the other day, right, I found out there's more black bears in Maine than black people, bro.
What?
So, yeah, bro. I'm
like,
what? I'm like, bro, fuck this. There's no way that's fucking true. Look it up. 16,000 black people in Maine.
16,000. Okay. All of Maine. That's all of Maine.
Yeah, right? Okay. 32,000 fucking bears.
Wait, yeah. It's double the bears?
Bro, crazy thing. Looked it up after. Maine's only 35,000 miles.
35,000.
Square miles.
Okay. And there's 36,000.
And there's 32,000 bears. There's almost a one bear to square mile ratio in Maine.
Dude, imagine like the bears just turn against like all the people.
Black people, bro. Black bear war.
There's racist bears, bro. Maine has racist bears. You heard
bro,
it.
Bro, it's just Chicago and Maine with bears.
Yeah.
It's not even fucking bro. Anything too crazy.
Maine has racist bears.
That's straight up. Dude, I don't even know what I would do.
I think racist bears might be more dangerous than racist people because a bear will fuck you up.
And bro, you can't outrun a bear.
No, they're quick. They run like fast.
Unless you're like,
dog,
if you're Usain Bolt.
And it's 32,000 to 16,000, bro. That's a 2-to-1 ratio. You got two bears coming at you. What you do?
Yeah, there's two bears, one guy. Out. Are you like, kidding me? You're donezo.
You can't knock out a fucking.
And even if you do knock one out, you see the other one coming. You're like, fuck.
You're like, damn, exactly. I just put all that work in. I'm gonna die.
And you see a bear, and like, you're just like, you know, it's not 1-on-1. Like, you know, there's another bear like, right behind.
Yeah,
you
like
too.
Dead ass.
Like, fuck me, bro. Two bears. Two bears, one cup.
So bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
This is not a joke. Millions of families get affected by identity theft. Michael! Oh, real funny. Michael! Dude, bears are fucking nasty. Nasty fucking things.
Bro.
Think about it. How big is a bear? Huge. Big, giant, furry fucking death machines.
Bro, the problem is like, humans fuck themselves, I'll tell you why. Bears are meant to kill, okay? We evolved so much mentally that we're not meant to kill anymore.
No.
Like, we have to use stuff to kill. So, like...
I don't know. I feel like two guys beating it out, like, fucking could kill each
other. Yeah, but like... We don't have claws, bro.
Oh, I know. We're not...
Like, there's animals made to kill, and we're just not one of them. Only meat eaters not made to kill.
Yeah, teeth are clear.
Our teeth suck dick, bro.
Our teeth are, like, exactly...
Shitty.
For what we need to do. We have food easily coming in. We don't have fucking fangs.
Yeah, we ain't got none of that shit, dude.
I wish I had fangs.
That'd be sick.
Bears can fucking kill people, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you. Fucking... It's like, if you're gonna get attacked by a bear, best thing to do, curl into the fetal position, because it's like, when the female bears will attack you because of their cubs. So they don't really want to kill you, they just want to demobilize you, make you not able to no longer be a threat to their cubs. So they're gonna try to rip your intestines out, dude. That's what the female bears do. They literally will try to, like, rip your insides out.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
You would
know.
No
matter how many times you would tell me to do that,
I would
not.
How
many facts I saw about it. If it was made to be, if you did that 100% of the time, you survive.
No, you won't. That's your best chance.
No,
you're not surviving.
I'm saying if it was scientifically proven that if you curl up in a ball and you see a bear, it won't kill you.
It's still going to try to kill you.
I know, but you're saying like that happens, right? If I see a bear, I'm still running.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel like I could outrun
it. I don't care if I know that... Going in a field position will save my whole
bro,
life.
Bro, when you got horrible death running behind you, you should be pretty fast. Like, that's pretty much why
I'm straight,
I won't be out
straight
of
dipping.
Yeah, gone. I'll fucking hit the bear with a stick and run.
On a stick, bro. I feel like
stick. Well, you're in the woods, ain't you?
If I'm hitting a bear, it's a rock.
Yeah, big facts.
Yeah, in the middle of the woods. What
if I'm fighting a bear, I'm hitting it with a tree.
Yeah. Picking a whole thing up?
Yeah. I'm picking a whole tree, bro. Like those red oak shits and like those that live for hundreds of years, bro.
200-foot tree?
Yeah,
Joe's just swinging
it
like a bat.
It, fucking home running the
hits,
fuck out of it.
Hits
bear,
the
bro.
Bear under the moon. Moon bears. Fucking new conspiracy.
love it. I'm gonna make a documentary on YouTube for moon bears now.
That's legit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the draft this year. Who do you think was the biggest upset of the draft?
Biggest upset?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know, honestly. The draft kind of went like kind of how I thought it would go.
I mean, I did watch it, but it did take a while. Did not like that. But it was good. It was a really good draft. I'm surprised Bull Bull didn't get picked up when he did.
Fuck that nigga, bro. He sucks. I can already tell you he sucks.
Nah, dude, he's gonna be a menace.
I can promise you.
He's gonna be a menace.
I can
dude.
Promise you that if I saw him Taco right Fall, now, I could beat him
Taco one. Fall's playing. He's working out with the Celtics right
Taco
now.
Taco Fall's fucking, what, 7'7"?
Something like that.
Average 8 rebounds a game, bro. He can suck my dick. You're 7'7", you can get 8 boards, bro. What
I can get 8 boards and I'm 5'7".
Exactly, bro. Steph Curry gets double-doubles, bro. That means he gets... Russ got 20 rebounds, bro. Russ does it. He's 6'3", you're 7'7". You're pulling out 8 a game, bro. Russ can average over 10. You can average 8. You're 7, bro.
That's facts.
You're meant to get stuff that are high. You can't do it.
They should make a little, like, a short people NBA type shit.
Like midgets?
Not even midgets. Just, like, people that aren't blessed with, like, being a ginormous person.
Like, what was it? Little people, big world or something. Little people, big
dude, there
ball.
Is... There's a midget that plays basketball. I've seen these videos of him on the
and
internet.
He's nice as
he's
fuck.
So nice. He's, like... finessing, bro. Like, it's kind of scary to watch.
Does he play with a regulation size ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like a little tight.
Yeah, bro. He's like, no. It literally, he's like throwing that shit. Like, I don't even know. Like, you're like, if you were playing with a medicine or a yoga ball, whatever.
You gotta think though, like, when you're playing somebody like that, you're not going as hard as you can. Because like, like, no matter how good that nigga is, bro, it's gonna be like playing my little sister. Like, what is he really... Like, 10 of his steps are 3 of mine. He can't outrun me.
I don't know, he's quick. Bro, he, like, jumps in the air and, like, whips the ball and shit. Bro, like, he really passes that shit with all of his...
Him jumping in the air is like me jumping over a car, bro. Like, the distance that he jumps in the air...
You're not jumping over a car, Joe.
No, I know. No,
Joe, you can jump over a car.
Dude, I could probably...
If you trained, you could definitely jump over a car.
If I quit my job, was in Planet Fitness, if it was open, just doing squats.
Just squats.
Comes out, his legs are like a full body size.
Comes like Quagmire when he finds out porn's online.
he's like, what are you doing, Quagmire? Just getting the mail. He's seen you in a couple days. He's like,
yeah.
He's fucking one on his jack.
Dude, yeah. Like the veins coming out of that shit.
I would do that for about 3 months. I bet you I could jump over a car.
Alright, do it.
Only 8 full cows.
Oh.
3 times a day, ate a full cow.
It went straight to the calves.
Other than that, never did anything else but squats.
I mean, what kind of car are you jumping? I need to know. Like, there's...
Probably like a Mack truck.
Going full speed down the highway.
Joe just takes 2 steps.
Looks like a bug.
Just
like...
over the truck.
Right on the windshield. Just smash like a bug.
There's actually an anime like that. It's One Punch Man, right? So, this nigga is named Saitama. Like, one summer, he ran, like, 5 kilometers a day. Did, like, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. And never turned on his AC, so he just survived the heat to, like, he said, make him mentally strong. Did this for, like, 90 days or, like, a year or some shit like that. Strongest guy ever. Can punch anything that explodes.
Yo. It's also an anime.
He said, punch anything and it explodes. That's straight up, though.
I think if I did the workout, like...
You would not be able to make shit explode.
Have you seen me after I did the workout, though, not be able to do that? Because if you haven't, you can't tell me I can't.
What, you're saying you can steal a plane?
I'm saying I can steal a plane 3 steps.
Alright, 3 steps. What's 3 right, steps,
okay,
Joe?
hold up. You tell me you can steal a plane 3 steps.
3 steps.
3 easy steps.
Anyone can do it.
Alright. I'm here.
Easy. Get your free... No, wait. People gotta pay for this information.
No.
Have a seminar. Hold a seminar, walk out on the stage, say 3 steps, and walk away.
Bro, 3 easy steps.
All right, here. Let's hear it.
Find the plane.
Okay.
Get in the plane. fly is a plane.
You tell me it would be that easy.
Those are just completely vague steps. Like, you could add more in. Five steps. Give me five steps.
Alright. Find the plane. Drive to the plane. Get in the plane.
Where you leave your car?
Bro, you have a fucking plane. Like, fucking...
Are you gonna land your plane at Walmart when you gotta go get groceries?
Why not? What are they? What's the cop gonna do? Give you a ticket?
Your plane.
It's like the cops really do like look at the plane in the fucking Walmart parking lot. They're like,
That scumbag has a plane?
No, they just look at it and they're like, yeah, we're gonna have to write him a ticket. They're just like, what the fuck? What do they even write? Like, on the ticket, they always write your car information. Mm-hmm. What do they write on the plane?
He's like, oh.
It's a fucking plane.
He gives you a ticket just because it's a plane.
Yeah,
you got
a ticket.
It's a plane. It's a plane.
Fuck your car, bro.
Dude, the guy I've been...
Take an Uber. Just take an Uber to
the airport. Yeah, take an Uber to the airport. Yeah,
that's, dude, that's right.
First, that's like the
nobody's even
step.
Gonna question you until you're flying their plane away.
Do you have to wear like a jumpsuit? Go out there in a jumpsuit? Like,
no.
So you just look like a worker?
No.
What kind of plane? Like an airliner?
Any type of plane.
Any plane.
Any plane that you can.
I want a fucking stealth bomber.
Alright.
Find a stealth bomber.
Find a stealth bomber.
Stealth bomber.
Find a stealth bomber.
That's like a whatever.
Uber. Uber to a stealth bomber. Get in the stealth bomber. Start it up. Step 5. Fly away.
Yeah.
That's plane.
It's 5 steps.
It's harder than that.
It sounds pretty simple.
Those are the 5 steps you need to do to accomplish it.
So 5 steps to fucking any bitch.
Alright, find the bitch. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
I've had a bitch. Okay. I'm thinking one.
I'm over here just all like
right. Step 2, meet up with the bitch.
All right,
up.
Yep.
You have to hang out.
Step bull. 3.
Well, how do you find one? Do you stalk them? Like,
nah. Normally, you just like post pictures of money and shit. You get bitches.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What step was I on?
I don't know. 3.
3. Where was I at?
Meet up. You said meet up the bitch.
I meet up with the bitch. Step 3. Step 4, undress the bitch. Step 5, make sure you have consent. Step 6, fuck the bitch.
That's 6 steps.
Fuck. They said, was it? Oh.
Nope, theory's broken, bro.
Actually, it was 5.
You don't need consent,
on,
bro.
You were
just
on step 3.
No, no.
You said that was step 3.
Bro,
I said,
kick consent out of there. You're good.
Alright.
Okay. So, yeah, that's 5 steps.
Who needs consent?
Most people.
Unless you have money.
Unless you have money.
Yeah, then you really don't need it.
Or your brother.
Kevin Spacey. Fucking paying off that guy to touch his cock in the fucking bar or whatever happened to him.
You're telling me you wouldn't do that?
I'm good on that. You know, like,
that's why I got my blinded deaf neighbor.
You have a blind deaf neighbor?
Yeah, dude.
Don't I have my license?
So, Jared, how you liking where Fortnite's going?
Really?
That's what you're gonna ask me.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. Fortnite sucks. Fortnite is absolute trash.
Okay, let's not come at Fortnite. So, the other day at work, bro, my coworker, this motherfucker, buys pack, like those cartons of cigarettes, like I don't even know, like hundreds of dollars worth of cigarettes.
Fortnite sucks.
This man finished, like, one in a week, and on before the 4th of July there, last day at work, he was telling me how he's about to buy a Miley or something to start trying to quit cigarettes after, because he finished his last pack out of that carton. And this man hits my Miley. Doesn't this man get a fat juice fucking into his mouth. It straight up leaked all in his mouth. I think he's just gonna buy another cart. He's just gonna go buy another cart, bro. There's no way he thought that that was pleasurable.
I like it.
That shit is a lot.
Sometimes I just buy a few pods, dump them into a cup, and have
some shots. I just go bananas on nicotine poisoning.
Bananas. King fan of Bannikin. Sanakin, Bannikin, Fannis, Fan, Fan, Fannikins.
Alright. It's like.
Alright, wait.
Alright.
Okay. No more drama.
You know Betty White.
Betty White.
Ah, yeah.
This bitch is old.
Older than sliced bread.
Yeah, you think he's lying? He's totally not, dude.
Look, I fucking know.
If you look it up, Betty White is older.
6 years
than
older,
sliced
bro.
Bread. Sliced so bread. By the age of, like, from 06, what the fuck were they doing?
They were cutting fucking baguettes, dude.
They're
fucking straight up loaves.
They were eating loaves. Like,
they're probably making their own loaves and shit. They probably were buying them shit to the store.
Bro, think about it. That
what the fuck am I?
Yeah, it was 1920, bro.
They were buying baguettes.
Bro, think about it.
It's not a baguette, though.
They had to cut their bread. Like we take that for granted. Imagine if you every sandwich you ever made, you had to cut the bread for.
Sandwich
it.
Would
How
not.
How much less sandwiches would you eat?
All I'm saying is sandwich shops would be a way bigger business. Because
they would be.
Because they're already doing it for you.
Yeah.
People are gonna be like, dude, this is way easier. Yeah. Or you know what? Somebody would have like invented some type of shit where you just put all the shit you
Did
want
they
inside
have
the
McDonald's?
Crust. How old is McDonald's? Look it up.
Hey Siri. How old is McDonald's?
McDonald's
1940.
Is an American
fast food
company, founded
in
1940. 1940.
What the
fuck? 20 years early.
Fuck.
It's funny how your Siri only, like, you said that all three of our phones are on the table.
Yeah, but it goes to your voice.
I know.
Oh,
it knows your
what,
voice.
That's what you're saying.
It knows your voice.
Like, yeah, because it listens to everything I say.
I know.
It's my bitch.
They listening, dude.
They listening.
I got my tinfoil hat on right now.
It's honestly cool because
it's shiny, right?
Did Steve Jobs die?
Yeah.
The fuck that nigga, bro.
What? I feel like once he died, Apple really became like heavy. I don't even know. Like they really got into everything.
Maybe he was the one stopping them, and then
because he knew
them.
Where it would go or some
yeah,
shit.
Maybe they killed
maybe
him.
He was the one that was just like, no, I don't want to be everything. And they were like,
you know what though?
And then they killed him.
That man was mad smart, and he did psychedelics.
That man made a lot of money.
Second, what if he did like some DMT shit, bro? And the aliens in there told him about fucking how to make the best phones.
You know, the most bullshit shit that I've ever heard.
What?
Mr. Lewandowski.
Oh,
seventh grade art teacher. This man told me that a famous painter had a lucid dream, right? So this nigga would do what he was doing.
See your
in his
shadows
dream.
In my arms.
Right, he said that this artist in his lucid dream said, I'm gonna open this door and see my next famous painting. Right, this was on a slideshow. Then showed a slide of a door opening, then showed the artist's famous painting. I don't remember what painting it was, but like I recognized it, so it was famous as fuck. You're telling me that artist is like, I'm gonna see my next painting.
Was it Van Gogh? In a dream? Was it Van Gogh, dude?
It's like, nah.
The fuck?
Starry Night.
That's not how it works.
I don't know what it was. I don't remember, but...
I remember Mr. Lewandowski told me that I would not be good at art. He said that to me when I was in the grade, dude.
Mr. Lewandowski said that an artist never paints the same picture twice and painted the same picture like four times for some of their homeless family. So that just shows how good of a painter he is.
Fact. Yeah, Lou is a cunt.
Dude, I remember, dude, I had him for, I think, 1 week, and then I got my teacher switched because of him, dude. This man was just a fucking scumbag to me, dude.
He was mean to me.
He was just a fucking...
I think he was threatened.
He was just a scumbag, dude. I don't know. I walk into class, just listen to my music, just chill out. My little fucking skull candy headphones back in the day. And I'm just like, just bulling my shit. Just start like drawing some dumb tree or something like that, dude. And
fucking
he like calls
trees.
Me over. He's like, what are you doing? I'm just like,
drawing trees.
Drawing a tree. He's like, he's like, well, you're not doing it right. I was like,
He's like, why can't I just draw the tree how I want to draw the tree? He's like, because that's not how you're supposed to do it. He's like, you're supposed to do it my way. I was just like, no, I'm not. Like, I was like, no, I'm not. You're supposed to be a teacher, not a scumbag. Like, I didn't say that. And then like, I was like, no, all right, then show me how to do a tree. And she's like, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not showing you how to do a tree. I was just like, all right. I literally straight up was like, all right, fuck you. That's what I literally just said.
Those seventh grade Jared. All right,
I literally go, all right, fuck you. He just goes, he literally just goes, get out of my, he goes, get out of my class. I said, all right. I just picked up my bag, walked out, and I just, I don't know. I went to the cafeteria, and then the fucking principal came and got me.
Bro, that's what you gotta say. When somebody thinks they really got you, just be like, alright, bro, act like you don't care and walk
that's,
away.
Yeah, literally, I just did not care. I was like, go fuck
or
yourself.
You just keep saying that you're gonna kill yourself until they say yeah, you send you to the office.
It's like, if you, it's like, if you call, if you send me to the office, I'm gonna kill myself.
Just tell the story, Joe.
So I'm sitting in fucking English class.
I love this story.
And I said I was gonna kill myself. Not suicidal. That as a joke. Don't care if it's not funny. It is. So.
Oh my God.
They called to the office. I wasn't the best of kids, so I was down there a lot. Fucking walk into the office. He's like, oh, so now you're gonna kill yourself in class? I was like, nigga, what, bro? Are you stupid? And he was like, you gotta think about it. The teacher's just a kid that leaves class all the time for 20, 30 minutes at a time. And now he's saying he's gonna kill himself. If he's gone for 20, 30 minutes, where do you think the teachers are gonna think you are? Hanging in a closet.
I was like, that's some racial shit.
Some crazy shit.
I was
shit,
like, bro, are you dead?
Hanging in a closet, Joe's the only black kid. Do what?
You're the only black kid in our school.
Like, that's a straight up conspiracy against Bishop.
Bro, he was wild. I was like, nigga, are you serious? Like, you really think that I'm not just walking the hallways. We think teachers are gonna think that the kid that goes to the gym to play basketball all the time is gonna hang himself in a closet for fun, like for shits and giggles.
You should have hung yourself in the rim.
And he was like, what are they supposed to think? Blah, blah, blah. If you say it again, we're gonna fucking have to send you to Samaritan Hospital to get psych evaluated. So I look at this nigga, I'm like, bro, if you send me to that hospital, I'm gonna kill myself. Because I'm thinking about it this way. If they're already scared that I'm gonna kill myself,
you had the upper hand.
When I'm saying it as a joke, and then I tell him that if he sends me to the hospital, I'm gonna kill myself, and then they do, and I kill myself because I would at that point just to prove a fucking point to that guy. Like,
just to prove a point.
He's fucked, because I told him if he did that, I was gonna do it. And then he did it, and I did it. So I've been.
You got it. You're a man of your word. Like that's
that,
all I got to say.
The person that killed someone on Facebook Live, that'd have been me back in the day. Like, I told Mr. Bishop I'd do it. I would jump off some shit.
There was some girl who Facebook Lived her hanging in the woods.
Yeah, bro. Crazy.
For like 4 hours, and then her mom came
and
looked for
her. Yeah. Niggas be wild.
They found her and they ended the live.
Like, that's some ritualistic shit. That's like 21st century, like, white girl ritual.
My life sucks! I'm live streaming! I'm going in the woods! Just send it!
I'm a dying legend! Does a backflip off the tree. Just a full gainer
just
off.
Just snaps.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
We're
bad
people, dude.
We're terrible people. Oh,
no, it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
You want me to dap?
Can you fill it up?
Dap up the cup for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, can you drip up the cup?
You want the
yeah,
little...
Yeah, can you just drip or drown me?
How much you want? Just a couple drops?
Yeah, just a couple.
All right. That's good?
Yeah.
All right. Let me know when you want more. More?
Last week. Yeah, sure, just a little bit. Yeah. Last week, I tried shrooms for the first time.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You're lying.
I was sick.
I heard you were tweaking.
I was tweaking. It was great. Alright, so this is what was going on, alright? So, about 7:05, 7:10 p.m., not the a.m., so we were just chilling.
I just drank your cup, but it tastes good.
It better taste like this.
I filled it up and took a sip.
Alright. So we get done eating all of our shrooms around 7:30, 7:35. We all ate an eighth of shrooms.
An offy?
An offy, dude. Let's work out. Alright. Going around 8:30, 8:45.
Very specific.
I remember everything.
Everything.
Everything. from
this. It's got a steel trap mine.
Everything you've ever seen?
Yes. Alright, so listen to this.
Remember that show? I don't know, but you remember that show with the girl that could remember everything? It was like...
Yeah, Anna.
Yes! Yes.
That bullshit. Dude, I have a good memory. I'm not
it was like, I would have never remembered that, bro.
It was the little blonde girl.
I remember that show, Mighty Bee. That was that fucking Girl Scout girl that would run around.
No, I didn't watch that one.
That show was stupid.
Remember Laszlo, dude?
Kim Laszlo.
My God, I love that show. Oh my fucking God. Fuck.
All right, so that's some weird shit. Yeah, carry on with your story. All right,
so back to the
8:45.
Back that's to the shrooms. Comes around 8:30, 8:45. It's still daylight. It's like there's still light because the sun doesn't go down to like 9:05 or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're just like, all right. And like I can feel, like I'm looking around and I can just feel like shit like poking out to my sights. Like I can just start seeing like far things and like lights and everything just like poking out. And I was like, okay. But like I wasn't really like feeling like anything really. And then we started playing basketball. We played one game of basketball.
Why
was 21.
You, bro, you know
he, that's all he said. I don't know.
Move it through your blood, like,
bro, he literally just like, yeah, you want to play the ball? I was just like, yeah, I'll play the ball. And then I was like, we shot hoops, bro. We were playing the game to 11. I think it was 3-2. And Austin's standing there just like holding the ball at the top of the court, and he's just like looking up, just like above the hoop, just like looking into the sky. I was just like I'm looking back and I'm like, yo, you good? And he's just like, did not say a word, did not say one word. I was just like, just looks down at me. I was just like, what the fuck? He's like, do you want to go on a walk? I was just like, sure, dude, fuck it. So we literally just all just stopped what we were doing, just walked away from the house. Meanwhile, it's me, Kyle, Joey, and Austin. We're all shroomed out. And Jack and Steph just only ones, they're just making sure we're good. So they just didn't do it. And so we get walking. We're probably about 2 miles down there, 2 miles away from his house. And now it's like dark now. Like it got dark. And we get to like this dark. We just get to this field, dude. And there's like three trees at the top of this field, and there's like a little opening in between, like another pair of trees. So we all walk up and we just like look down, and it's just like just a big ass hill. First thing Austin does,
rolls
right down this fucking hill. Bro, I literally saw him for about 4 seconds, just gone. Could not see him. I was
probably,
just
like disappeared.
I was just like like, I turned my phone light on, still could not see him. I was just like, what? I was just like, what is going on? And then literally, Kyle rolls down the hill. Joey rolls down the hill. I was like, I can't just not roll down the hill. Just fucking, woo! Just rolled right down the hill. I hit Kyle. Kyle's like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, dude, I'm bad, I can't see. And so we're literally just laying on the ground. And then Steph and Jack just walk down to us. We're all just laying.
I brought snacks, by the way.
Word.
Are they fucking
Tide Pods? Yeah.
Are they like the berry fresh ones? I don't like the berry ones.
Fresh coral blast.
No, I don't like the coral. It tastes like the sea.
I gotta smell it. Carry on with your story, fam. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's cool. So we're just laying there, and we're all just like staring up into the sky, dude. And we're all just looking at the fucking stars, and I don't know if I fell asleep or something, but like. I felt like I stood up, and it was like an hour later. Like I looked at my phone, like I felt like I was there for like 3 minutes. I stood up, like looked at my phone. It was like an hour and a half, hour later. I was just like, what? I was so confused. And then we just kept walking. I sat down on the ground. Steph sat down on the ground, and Kyle sat down. Jack, Austin, and Joey just did not look back. Just kept walking. Did not look back at all. They just walked away. We lost them. We just split up. Randomly. Meanwhile, we try to follow them, like after like a while, we just forgot that they left, and we just like stood up, tried to follow like where they went. We got like 45 minutes just straight walking, cannot find them. We're probably like 5 miles away from the house, dude. It literally feels like
that's a stretch.
It feels like I felt like
I did mushrooms once, ran a marathon.
You know how long
I would not run. Bro, it took us 2 hours to get back.
Hey, Siri. How fast does the average person walk?
He's really looking.
The top land speed of a human is
not
about 27.63 miles per hour.
They're fast. That's holy shit. What kind of humans is she looking at?
All right, so we get back to the house. Kenyans. And we're sitting there for like maybe an hour, and they're still not back. And we had their locations on the fucking fine friends. So Steph looks it up. They're like a mile away, just not moving. They're just like, I guess they're just sitting there. And I'm just like not talking, not saying one word. She said that, and then she literally goes, "Yeah, now they're moving our way. They're coming back." I was just like, I said, "Okay." Just stood up. I just walked out the door. Like, did not say like where I was going. I just walked right out and just walked down the road in the pitch black. And like, I literally could.
Okay.
I mean, you're
explaining a lot of what happened, but what did it feel like?
And I'm not trying to shit your chat, but 2 hours worth of walking at average speed would get you about 6 and something, so...
6 miles?
Yeah.
They'd be walking all night.
I said it took us 2 hours to get back to the house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you just checked it out for him, dude.
You just proved 9, but
yeah.
Thanks.
Jared, right here.
Thank you for that. Shut the fuck up.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
Shut the fuck up. So you know what? You're done. Just lit!
You know what? Skip fucking down!
Stop it! I don't like this!
I have nothing to talk about.
You have nothing? You can't think of one crazy.
Yo, and When I was on Snap last night, dude, I saw Courtney's story, and I was just watching it. All here in the back is just, Gabby, no!
Dude, Gabby's up on the counter, fucking twerking at the party, bro.
Bro, I literally started crying.
Dude, in one of somebody else's that Gabby was watching earlier, you could hear somebody like saying to Gabby, I think it was Sierra, saying, "Gabby, your brother's here." Gabby just goes, "I don't give a fuck if my brother's here." And then you just hear me walking from the front door.
Gabby,
I go, Gabby. So loud, dude. It was fucking
Dude, I was crying.
I told everybody, every time I see Gabby twerking, I don't care. Time. I'm just gonna yell Gabby no because people are taking videos.
That joke is better than sliced bread.
Yeah.
Betty White's older than it, so.
I didn't say it was better than Betty White.
What can she really do at this age? She didn't watch TV?
Take up her oxygen?
Wow.
Hey. But like, she's rich. Like,
she is.
She could probably ride a shark if she wanted to. She might not survive.
Did I tell you about this Tinder thing that I had today? No, I'm guessing no because of the way you're looking at me. Bro, a 47-year-old fucking lady was in my likes on Tinder. I just swiped. I was like, fuck it. I gotta see what this bitch wants.
And you know what she wants.
I know. Bro, she immediately comes on to me and is like acting like mad, like, you know how like older people like to talk to like younger kids?
Like their swag.
Yeah, like they're acting like they got some type of knowledge over you.
Yeah.
And she said I would literally pay to have you come over to my house and skinny dip in my pool. I go, how much? I said, how much? She goes, probably about 100. Oh, like, your face, bro. Your face. Motherfucking.
So how was swimming?
Yeah.
Was it a bluebill?
No, I didn't go.
So you're poor and gay.
No. She wasn't actually all that to want to look at.
Bro, 100 beans.
Just to show some nads and bean.
Just show some chap dog.
Like, yeah, you never have to see her again. None of us could have ever known. You could have just been like, yo, I got 100.
No, I want today. You to know. That's hilarious.
Exactly. Bro,
if you did it, it would be way more funny.
To go skinny dipping while a bitch watched, bro.
But I naturally was just kind of being a dick, bro. I was like, you gonna be dipping with me? she goes. Oh, what did she say? She unmatched with me, so I can't even go back and look at this shit. She said. Nah, I. Or no, she said maybe after a while.
Yo, Joe.
Okay. She said
maybe after a while, I kind of just want to watch. And I literally, I was like, "What? So you want me to fulfill your pool boy fantasy for you?" And she goes, "Basically." I was like, "What? This bitch is crazy." And then I got her to unmatch with me when I asked, "Do you have a husband or something?"
Oh, she definitely had a husband.
She was, yeah, she was like,
she was like, "Oh, fuck, how do you know?"
She didn't take 100 beans.
You should have hit me up. I would have did it.
She doesn't like your body, bro.
You know, no, she could be in my likes.
That's what I'm saying. You're on Tinder
she's
too.
Not in your likes. You know how I know?
How do I know? I can't. I'm Tinder Gold.
I forget her name. What is it?
Because you look, I know because you look like Rufus.
I love Impossible. Rufus. Rufus is a savage.
You look like Rufus? Is that the rat?
Yeah.
Naked mole rat? Oh my god. It is 9:48 right now.
9:48.
Whoa.
Yeah,
no, he thought I was weird. But I'm not.
Okay, Joe.
How many... Alright. Obviously, I'm taking this from Family Guy. Not discrediting.
Not discrediting?
How many kindergartners are you taking on?
Oh, alright. Alright, okay.
How many?
Alright.
I love first.
Okay, hold before on. Before, say, okay, go ahead.
I love when Peter fucking says, bro. He's like, just get up in the bathroom stall. You got narrow entryway. That's what it's all about. Just start kicking them one at a time.
All right, are we talking like 1970s kindergartners? Or are we talking about like 2000 kindergartners?
2000, the weak ones that are always about their phones.
Right. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Where is the location?
Yeah. You gotta tell me location.
Open field. You're in a field.
What do I have?
Kindergartners just come in one at a time.
What do I have?
One at a time.
One at a time at you. But like one after another. So if you get tired and you stutter on one, bro, you got another one coming. Now they're building up.
But what do I have? Do I have any weapons?
No, your hands, your fists.
I was just wondering.
Bro, yeah, I got a. You get a chain, a big long chain.
That'd be sick.
Just start spinning this shit around.
You get a chainsaw. Chainsaw, and they have nothing.
So once you run out of gas,
just waves of kindergartners just coming at.
Not even waves. It's just one at a time. But if you don't take one out first try. You got two now, because the other one just came up.
All right, I feel it.
And then if you can't take both of them out quick, you got three.
Probably seven.
Seven?
He said 70. I'd probably say 70. Like 100. I could probably.
You got to think, though.
You're going to get tired, but...
That's the problem.
Bro, if I punch a kindergarten in the face with my fist, he's not going to take it, dude. He's not going to fucking take it.
Bro, I can kneel and tired. You get tired.
They don't get tired, too.
No, but they're endless.
Oh, yeah.
It's
endless.
It's literally like you're not going to win.
I definitely could go.
You can't even, like, pretend like you're going to win. Because the point about it is, like, you're going to, like, get taken over at one point.
Yeah. I could probably go through, like, 100 plus.
Yeah, I'm thinking high hundreds.
100 plus.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I definitely could fuck up some kindergartners,
you gotta think it's one hit on every kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally, one hit.
Unless you don't even that real chubby kid that just comes in looking
like stupid. I'll kick him right in his little
the one who, his fucking stepdad's been beating him already, so he's used to it. He's ready to go.
Bro, if I kick that nigga in the neck...
Spinning fucking like, judo kick.
Like, his break is trachea.
Like, you think he'd be
center your chakra?
No, he would not. Dude, if you barely even hit one.
Any 5-year-old that catches a boot to the neck, bro.
Steel toe?
Yeah.
Bro, you get steel toes. That's
okay. Yeah, they're done though. I go through 250 if I have steel toes.
I go through 250. Solid.
It's solid. That's at the least neck, 250.
I kick him right in the chin. Steel toe.
Take his chin off.
I literally just, yeah, you know, like, you know that video of that big jack guy just kicking those flamingos that are standing out of the ground?
No.
He's just going like this. He's going, I literally just stand there going, just wrecking kindergarten.
All right. New topic then. How many over 90-year-old people could you take?
Probably about 700.
Yeah. I'd
kill them all before they... I'm not saying I'm trying to, but like
once you beat one of them that has a cane, you now have a cane.
Yeah,
like, no,
you can pick up
pixies upsies.
No. You can.
Alright, so I'm hitting them all with a wheelchair, spinning a circle.
Nah, wheelchairs don't count, only canes. Only canes.
No, you just pick up the wheelchair and spin in a circle.
Anyone or you just do that with a cane.
Can I hit them with each other?
Yes, of course. What?
So
oh, you pick up some kindergartners. Yo, I could go through a lot more kindergartners.
Grab a kindergartner by like the collar of his shirt,
And start beating old people's ass.
No, and his pants, bro, and just start ramming his head into other kindergartners, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's first of all, he's going to
stop it.
He's
going to
get knocked out in the first two hits. He's gonna be donezo. So after that, after he's knocked out, you're just full on. He's not gonna. You're God. Are you kidding me?
And then once. Hey, be careful on the table. It makes noise.
And then once the kid's like fully fucked up and like can't do it anymore, you could just pick up another kid.
Exactly.
They're kindergartners. Are you kidding me? Kindergartners weigh the same
and
as old
honestly,
people.
Honestly, like, if they really are like overtaking me, I would just like. Put a movie on Netflix on my phone. Like, put them down for a nap. Maybe take one myself.
And then I'd
wake up, resume.
Yeah,
still be napping, no. And I just start beating my ass.
Yeah,
just
what
asleep.
Do you mean, bro? I wouldn't tell. I'd be stomping on their heads.
Dude.
All right. How many golden retrievers?
Oh, less than kids.
Yeah, 100% less than kids or dogs. You know?
No, they're coming up trying to love you, but you gotta put them out.
Oh,
cause
no,
suffocate
no, no,
you.
I'm not doing
can't
that.
Do
I'm
that.
Not doing
can't
that.
Do that.
Nah,
can't
man,
do
I'm
it.
I'm talking about
I'd
that.
Die,
I'd rather get suffocated.
I'm not hitting
suffocated by puppies.
Okay, okay.
Would be the way to go.
Here, since we're talking about death, what do you think is the easiest way to die?
Like painless or like cool?
Just what do you think? Just
like if I were to kill myself, what would I do?
Probably the coolest thing, right?
Yeah, I'm jumping off a tall building.
Backflip.
Find the highest building I can. Right.
Do as many.
He's just gonna. He's gonna wait till the news gets there.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be like. Yo, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yo, Mr. Bishop's like, I knew it.
Yo, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna jump, bro. You can't stop me.
He's like, Joe,
right?
You gotta think about this.
So then mad people are coming. Everyone's like, this nigga's gonna kill himself. So then mad people show up the news. I got the helicopter, the spotlight on me, bro. I'm hitting the Thriller a little bit.
He's like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, bro, like,
just pretending to fall, going, oh, I got you.
He's like, oh. Then there's two things I can do. I'm gonna jump off the building, do as many fucking backflips as I can before I hit the ground. Actually, three things.
Three steps to killing yourself.
Alright, that was the first one. Second one I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to judo kick somebody before I hit the ground, bro.
So someone trying to save you.
Like, remember in Skate 3?
You're gonna
need
to take
remember in Skate 3 when you could bail and then judo? Yeah, I'm gonna try to do that to somebody.
Okay.
Before I hit the ground. That'd be fucking insane, bro.
They probably get fucked up. You know, you're coming
oh,
that
no,
quick.
They're dead.
They're dead.
If
you're dead,
somebody
too,
from the jump? Like, jump down and
yes,
judo kick
yes,
off the
building.
Off the
building. Then you would kill them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's going in so... You're like, oh my god!
Like, I am moving terminal velocity.
And you know what's going to happen? You're coming down. They're all looking at you, up at you, bro. They're going to move, and you're just going to see that one spot of pavement that's going to inevitably kill you.
And you're just gonna like, turn your foot. You're going to, yeah.
That's why I don't want to do that one. That's why I might want to, like, backflip. But then the third one I would do, that would just be fucked up. Like, if I just really want to fuck somebody up, you wait for, like, the cop to come, like, get you down. And, like, you go close to him. And, like, right when you touch him, you, like...
You throw him off the edge.
No, you lean back.
Act
like, you trip. And then just, like, fall off like he didn't save you. He'd probably depress for the rest of his life, and then he'd jump off the same building.
Just as he's taking you back, grab his gun out of his holster and jump.
Just jump, be like...
Kill yourself.
Just in the air, mid-backflip.
Just start shooting.
Everyone's like, you're just mid-backflip, just... You're shooting straight
so
at the ground.
He said that'd be so dope. That's
like
actually
a fucking jetpack joyride. I land on my feet and just start running, bro.
Yeah, the gun propels you up.
Yeah.
the flint.
That work on the moon?
Really?
If you had a gun.
I feel like you'd just get out of
yeah.
orbit, though.
No, I wouldn't put you that
No, like not one shot. If you had a machine gun and it
Oh,
worked,
it was just.
Oh,
it,
stupid.
Yeah,
stupid,
it'd put you out
That's
of.
That's your fault.
That's your fault.
There's no other way, yeah, 100%.
Easily, you're like, I wonder if I shoot up, can I go out of orbit and die? Like, why try? Why try to do that to yourself?
I can't. Your friend can. Let's take a vacation to
space.
Yeah, dude,
that guy's rich.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who just takes a vacation to space?
You should have gotten to buy a car off you.
Vila.
Did he buy a car off you?
No.
You should have gotten. You should have invested in a carton of cigarettes.
Stayed
at work every single day, all day you possibly could, even when you're not working on shift. Just sit there and smoke cigarettes all day until he came back.
Just
like, yeah, I've been sitting here for a fucking 4 weeks waiting for you.
I'd literally I learned to love Sig.
I'm Sig. And Sig.
That's the motherfucking name. Dude, they need to make Skate 3 for like PlayStation 4. They need to make Skate 4.
What if they skipped 4 and made 5?
I'd be okay with it.
But it was trash.
I wouldn't be okay with it. They need to remake basically the same game, different area, like a real city. You know what they should do? They should use Google Earth and make it so you can skate in your town.
Do you know what Need for Speed should do?
Make it
eat a dick.
Same thing.
You make a Need for Speed for every state.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm basically.
Once you get like, once you put the disc for the new state in your PlayStation, it like downloads and adds to the map.
So you have to buy all 50.
So you have to buy all 50. At $60 a game, that's $3,000.
Yeah, but no one's gonna pay.
No one's gonna do it.
But somebody will. Everyone's gonna buy their state's game though.
Exactly.
But after they're done with it.
But then you get everybody buying like more than one. You're raking in profit off of everybody.
And that's only for one state. And then you like just don't have any like a lot of missions in the state. In most states,
they'd be pissed. $60. Make it $30 a game.
Exactly. You just make so much because you have to.
$15 because you get if they're $15, you're gonna be buying all the states.
Exactly. You're gonna buy like 5-6 that are close to each other, bro. Ooh. That would take so long, but.
Somebody needs to put us in a position of power.
Hit my line.
Yeah, thanks. What's your? You want to put your plug in, dude?
Yeah, my plug is 518. Suck my dick.
Ooh.
What's your Instagram or Snap? That's all you gotta say.
Instagram is @ Big Boy on the Block 69.
420.
I'm sorry to whoever that really is because that is not it.
See, just hit up the Snap.
Yo, @Jarrett, you want to plug your Snap, dog?
@JCarl_14.
Okay, you did it. That's
my Instagram. Oh, you want to hit the Snap? It's just JCarl14. Straight up.
Shit. No underscore that time.
Yeah.
I keep it neutral.
You were in a different mind space then.
I was.
You could say a little bit closer.
Hit me up for deets on parties, because we lit as hell.
He don't do shit.
I do Joe's mom.
Oh, fuck. He's going, oh, fuck.
You're the only one, though.
I stopped.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's bullshit, dude.
I promised Joe I would stop on his birthday. Haven't done it since.
Well, I haven't done it since his birthday.
That's what he thinks.
I mean...
Don't listen to my podcast, Joe.
Josh, don't listen to him.
That was beautiful.
I know.
Bro.
Sipping that track.
Give me some facts.
Three-step plan. To beat the Bears.
The Bears, like the...
The main Bears.
Okay.
Like a regular.
They're big. Bear. They'll take. They're
Find the Bears.
Thick.
Find the Bears. Kill the Bears.
Yes.
Win the war.
Win the. Yes. Bears, we're coming for you. Bears listening to podcasts are like, fuck.
Bro, make me a sergeant in the war, bro. I'm fucking out wherever.
Joe's going to
I'm
war.
I'm in Korea, bro.
With the
I'm
Bears.
Like, three steps to win this war. I was like, yeah.
That's fucking.
I'm like. Behind the Koreans! I was like,
yeah! Kill the Koreans!
Kill the Koreans! There's like a bunch of fucking like 20-year-old white kids like,
yeah! Like, win the war!
And then was like, let's go!
Fireworks shoot off behind me, bro.
You just get like a...
You get like running down a
stage. You just get like a... You get like a medal.
You're like fucking preacher. Like,
you get a medal.
Bro, I'm like fucking sprinting down a stage, bro. High five.
To what song? Eye of the Tiger.
No, it's We Are the Champions.
It's like a K-pop song.
Dude, I actually got the hiccups from that.
It's been a good minute since I had the hiccups.
I had the hiccups earlier today. It sucked.
Yeah, mine always last night long.
And the girl. I always last night long with your mom.
Melissa.
She is a respected woman.
Melissa is a well-respected senator.
She's really not.
She's not a senator. She's not
a senator. No, she's a senator. She's just not respected.
Yeah.
Just kidding, let me know.
Does anybody need more three-step plans?
Let's see.
Three-step plan to
be present.
Getting with Jared's mom.
Okay, she's a lesbian.
Go.
All right.
3-step plan to being the president
of this United States.
Run for president.
Okay.
Lie. Tell everybody what they want to hear.
Tell everybody.
Kill the Koreans!
Become president.
That's great. That's a great plan.
Joe's the most influential man of 2019.
Bro. How to be the most influential man of 2019. 3-step plan.
Be influential.
Speak my mind. Become the most influential man in 2019. 3-step plan.
It's 3-step plan for everything.
Anything, bro.
I don't know.
Think of something that can only do with one step, and I'll give you a 3-step plan.
Jerk off.
Grab shaft.
Firm grip. It's like
up it's and
like,
down.
No, it's like
wash your hands.
It's like
gotta be clean.
It's like
turn on phone.
It's basically how to basic though.
Yeah. To turn on phone.
Wreck that shaft.
Wreck that shaft. Some pole.
Beat your schmieden.
Set plan to build a car.
Design the car.
You must beat your meat.
Make the car.
Drive the car.
3-step plan. Like, think about it, bro. You're 16, you need a car. Design the car, build the car, drive the car. Like, how hard could that be? And there's people out here without cars, bro. I just made a car in 3 steps.
Okay. Listen to this. What's the unemployment line at right now? What's the percentage on that? Anyone know?
Probably like 89.
All right, so think about this. 3 steps to be not unemployed.
Okay.
1, find somewhere to work.
Okay.
2, put an application in.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought about that one.
3,
call the job.
Work. No,
holy
you gotta call.
Shit.
No, just work.
Holy shit, bro.
And I'm thinking of all these people that just do not have jobs, and I have 2. But like what? And they're complaining that they can't get them?
Dude, I really have the hiccups for reals.
Just saying, it's world domination right there.
3 steps to world domination, bro. 1, find Hitler.
Find the world.
2, revive Hitler. 3.
How do you know he's dead?
Because then they would be like 90, bro. Niggas don't live to 90 after a war.
Wasn't really a war. He just said, Burnham. 9999!
Bro, Hitler fucking went to jail for trying to overthrow the German government. In jail, just wrote bad books about government.
Yeah. Mein Kampf!
Got out of jail, and they basically handed him the keys to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how lucky could you be?
To kill that
man. You'd be as lucky as him.
And then just killed a bunch of people.
Jews.
Like, for what?
No reason.
Not only that, what was his consequence?
No, the other thing he did, he burnt millions of dollars of art.
Yeah,
and actual history and shit.
You gotta think.
You won't know now because he burnt it all.
Like, niggas inspired to be, like, rich and famous, bro. Niggas he be inspired
the
to be
learning
Hitler,
line of
bro.
The world.
Hitler. Like, niggas don't learn about Kim Kardashian in school, but you learn about Hitler, bro.
Yeah, that's big facts.
I mean, I didn't.
Speaking of truth.
I'm hearing them.
Yep. Okay.
Like, I'm just saying, if you take over a portion of the world, you will be forever, like,
remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, Donald Trump is gonna be definitely forever remembered because he was some fucking.
Yeah. There's gonna be a war. I already know.
Like,
no, there's not, bro. He's almost out of office. What are the chances of him winning again? What has he really done?
There's gonna be a war.
Who's going up against him? That wasn't the same as last.
Bernie.
That's you think's gonna go over him? Like, people are going to re-vote for him.
People
are gonna re-vote for him. It's just retarded.
A lot of the time, what happens is a lot of people try. Like,
I could run this,
and then they just drop out early because they know they're not gaining weight.
Honestly, other than being kind of racist, he's not doing that.
No, he's really not. Honestly,
the only thing he's doing,
but he hasn't done anything really.
Yeah,
he's got us out of a lot of debt. No, he really has. But he's doing it more like the rich people. Keep getting richer, like that 1%
just keeps
is functioning a lot better because the lower niggas are functioning a little bit worse, but like kind of better too. Like
some are better, some are.
Yeah, but like the whole Mexico thing, like
Mexico is getting scary, bro.
Like what's up? Like what's
you
up
can't start a war with Mexico because it's not like starting a war overseas. They're literally on the home front. If they wanted to all just invade up, bro,
exactly.
We'd be fighting real wars on American.
Not only that, bro. Take boats to Florida. What are they? Who's gonna stop in Florida? Old people? Can't have it.
Just start massacring Floridas.
Old people are easy, bro. Trip them. Don't give them their medication. So
push them down the hill on their wheelchair.
Block them out of their house.
Like,
what are they going to do? Exactly. Put their phone inside the door.
Exactly.
Pawing at the door. Just like, man, I can't.
Take the steps away from their front door so they can't get inside.
You're good to go.
Take away their ramps. No more ramps.
Cut their, slash all four of their tires like they're dead.
I'm sure somebody would take care of them.
Burn down every CVS in Florida. Every old person dies immediately.
Other one.
They got Rite Aids in Florida.
Yeah, burn down every Rite Aid and CVS in Florida.
They got Winn-Dixie's.
Burn down every Winn-Dixie's. What about
Walgreens?
CVS.
They have Walgreens as well.
Old people homes.
Fresh
old
people
homes. Hospitals.
Basically anything that has to do with helping the elderly.
Blow up Florida, you win.
I bet you get remembered if you blow up Florida.
It'd be more than that.
If you think about
Joe's
it,
Joe's about to go blow
if we started right now and just all the free time and free money we had threw into a plan to blow up Florida, we could do it.
I'm not talking about it.
If we're going to blow up a state, it should be a state that isn't Florida. You know?
Wyoming. Not a lot of people live in Wyoming.
Yeah, what the fuck is Wyoming?
Blow up Alaska.
I mean,
Alaska's dope. We get a lot of oil from Alaska. Alaska's done a lot for us.
I mean,
really? Alaska pro over here?
You can get salmon from there.
Salmon is good.
Yeah, but like, who gets anything from Wyoming?
Bro,
there was a moose in Alaska.
Bro, they have meese over there.
They have meese over here.
Where do you think we got them?
Bro, they have
meese. Just like, yo, I'm from Canada.
I'm from Canada.
No, think about that. No one gives a fuck if an animal crosses the border, right? But humans... No go. Don't do it.
Bro, you tell me
you can't stuff your drugs inside of an otter and make him swim across the river?
Probably not.
That has had to have been done.
It probably has.
The cartel's crazy. You know the cartel is also in Canada? A lot of the ways that the Mexicans get in the United States, they fly to Canada and then fly in the United States because you're a lot less worried about Mexicans coming in from
You know Bear Grylls one time found a baby seal, cut off its skin and wore it as a vest that he swam across an ocean?
Go Bear Grylls.
Okay.
I've seen him do it. Wear a baby seal skin as a vest.
I like him more.
You're fucking animal, bro. If you put on a baby seal
dude,
skin.
Dude, he's Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls. Oi, I'm Bear Grylls.
If I could read my back to my next bro, I'd be to Bear Grylls.
What?
Like, all those people like the action movies, bro, that's Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls lives it. And remember he had that show where he brought famous people on?
Yeah, bro.
Dude.
Like, what?
Zac Efron actually did fucking awesome on that. Dude, he was like,
if
ready to
if
go.
If you're athletic and, like...
Yeah, I know, you're good. Like, yeah. Throw me in the jungle with Bear Grylls, I'm surviving with him. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm doing it.
It'd be lit.
He's like,
lit
build me a 4-star hotel with a fire pit.
I'm like, I've watched enough of those YouTube videos of those people in the middle of the woods that, like, use mud and sticks, bro, and, like, just make crazy houses and shit. Bro, why don't they just build, like, their own city? Literally, they build all these things.
I don't think you can do that.
In the middle of the woods? You can't just start building, like, that where his house is. He can't just build another one next to it, another one next to it.
Yeah, he could.
Those aren't really...
They're sound, bro.
They are, but, like, they have better houses than that there.
But he, like, that's what they do.
Like, they have shacks.
It's primitive technology, dude. That's the name of the channel on YouTube.
But, like, why live primitive when they don't have to?
Because they're showing us how, like, primitive people
But, like, why would they build a city like that, though?
Because it'd just be fun. Like, they're already building all these things for the videos.
Oh, you're saying, like, just for shit?
Those guys, yeah.
Like, not to live in?
Yeah, no, why
oh,
the fuck?
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, have everybody live there.
No. Just for having it, you know?
Yeah, like, he's building all these things, and he's tearing them down, like, after, because they get old and shit. But you could just build them and, like, keep building next to it. It's like Minecraft, dog.
And then, like, 50 years, they're going to be like...
They live real-life Minecraft.
Like, what the fuck?
Joe, they are real-life Minecraft right there.
So am I.
No, you're not.
Why would I?
You don't have a diamond sword.
You've never seen this diamond sword, so how can you say it does not have one?
Because...
Oh, I found all the diamonds first. No.
That's bullshit.
I'll get you my sword, my diamond sword.
Are you not a fool for my diamond sword, so even if you're good, good, I have a patent. All right, we're going to wrap it up there.
All right, have a nice day, and don't die.
We're running from the straight, and this was For the Fam. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the first podcast of... whatever I named it.
It was cranial.
The foreskins.
Cranial disruption.
Cranial disruption.
destruction. Cranial destruction?
Was it?
I don't know. You'll read it.
You'll read it. Have a good one. Eat an ass.
Later, fam.